You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Ow! Hep cats and crazy kittens! I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, and almost dropped my box of shellac on the way to the shack. But jump back, Jack, have a heart attack, cause it's still intact.
Ooh, mercy!
Digging the scene on my 78 RPM record machine. And we're back with part 14, the final installment in the Atlantic record story. It's hard to believe we started this feature a little over 3 months ago, cats and kittens. Woo. And here we are. We went from 1947 to 1957 on the Atlantic parent label. That took up the first 12 shows. Then, last week on part 13, we featured Atlantic's subsidiary label, Atco Records. And this week, in part 14, the final installment, we're going to focus on Atlantic's first subsidiary label, Cat Records. Atlantic started Cat Records in early 1954 as a rock and roll label to compete in the emerging rock and roll market. Since rock and roll music was called cat music in the South, Atlantic thought it would be hip to throw the name on the record label. Cat 78s were black, with a silver stylized Hep Cat and Crazy Kitten dancing. On the 45 releases, though, the Cat label was maroon. Atlantic only released 18 singles on their Cat subsidiary, and by the summer of 1955, Cat Records was gone, in favor of Atlantic's new subsidiary, Atco Records, which we covered last week. During its year and a half in production, over 18 singles, Cat only had one massive hit. We're going to hear that hit, cats and kittens, coming up shortly here on the Juke in the Back. But let's begin this week's program dedicated to Cat Records with the very first Cat release. It's by Mike Gordon and the El Tempos, and it was recorded in January of 1954 in New York City and released shortly after. This was Gordon's only release for the Cat label. He would appear as Big Mike in 1955 on Savoy Records with Rain or Shine, backed with Down in New Orleans. For his solo Cat single, he waxed the jazz standard Why Don't You Do Right and backed it up with an original, You Got to Give. And that's how we're going to kick off this week's Juke in the Back, dedicated to Cat Records. Here's Mike Gordon and the El Tempos with You Gotta Give.
You got to give, give up your ways, and I will love you always. If I'll ever love you again, I don't know if I'll ever be the same. You treat me so bad, you know you're the one to blame. You got to give, give up, give up your ways, and I will love you. You got to give, give up, give up your way. Sorry, darling, but you're not my kind. I'm very sorry, darling. You left my love behind. But I'll miss you, baby. You always be on my mind.
Tired of the speedy life. I wanna settle down and be some good man's wife. Awake in the morning, what a night I've had. So mean and evil, cause my head is bad. Got no gold, a bed is cold. A time is a passing and I'm growing old. I realize I need a love affair. I realize I need a love affair. This ripping and a running ain't getting me nowhere. Time is spent a dancing and a drinking just to pay the rent. Rushing my plan hard as I can. I wanna save my loving for just one man. Speedy life, my speedy life is done. Oh yes, I'm through. Oh, speedy life's no fun. I wanna settle down and give my love to.
Recorded on November 8th, 1953 in New York, that's Little Sylvia Vanderpool with Mickey Baker's band and Cat Number 102 with Speedy Life. Sylvia Vanderpool was born in May of 1935 in New York City, making her only 18 when cutting that record. But that was not her first release. She began recording in 1950 for Columbia Records. She cut Pacifyin' Blues with Hot Lips Page. So she was only around 14 or 15 when she made that record. Mickey Baker was, of course, a session guitarist at the time for Atlantic Records and several other labels. This was the first time, but certainly not the last, that Sylvia and Mickey, or Mickey and Sylvia, would share a label credit. They would cut two more sessions for Cat Records, but all of those tunes remain unreleased. And since there was a huge fire in 1978, at Atlantic Records Vault Storage Facility in Long Branch, New Jersey, these unreleased songs are probably lost forever. As a duo, Mickey and Sylvia would jump over to RCA's subsidiary, Groove Records, and later Vic Records, to release Love is Strange, There Ought to Be a Law, and so many other great classics of the late 1950s. But oddly enough, it all began here on Cat Records, the feature on this week's Juke in the Back. Up next is Jimmy Lewis, an Atlantic Records alum that they decided to put on their new subsidiary and make it their third release at Cat Number 103. This was recorded on January 14, 1954, and was Jimmy's only release for Cat Records. Here's Jimmy Lewis with Last Night.
On earth again. Last night I was in heaven, tonight I'm back on earth again. steam, my head began to reel and spin. When my head began to spin and my body started to shake and rock. When my head began to spin and my body couldn't seem to stop. Guess I'll go right on spinning until I blow my natural top. Ah, baby, won't you kiss me so I can take a trip to Mars? Ah, baby, won't you kiss me so I can take a trip to Mars? When I reach my destination, I'll bring you back the moon and stars. When I got up in the heavens, all the angels stood and sang. What I thought about you, baby, singing didn't mean a thing. So I walked down to the moon, I was feeling so blue. There was nothing up in heaven that a soul could do. Started crying, I gave all heaven the blues. That's what happened last night, baby, so they sent me back to you. Last night I was in heaven, tonight I'm back on earth again. When you held me close and kissed me, my head began to reel and spin.
Life could be a dream, life could be a dream.
Life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and open, we'll meet again, boom. Ding dong, ding dong, a lang, a lang, a lang. Oh, 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 pip, a bib, a dib, a dib, a dib. Oh, life could be a dream if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you, life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, maybe we'd be so fine.
Oh, life could be a dream, shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and home with me again, boom, boom, boom. Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope we meet again, boom, boom, boom. Ding dong, ding dong, shalang, la, lang, la, lang, la, lang, la, oh, oh, bip, a bip, a dip, a dip, oh,
life could be a dream, life could be a dream. Do, 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 shaboom.
The Chords with Cat Records' only true smash hit record, 1954, and a song that they wrote together as a group, Shaboom. The lead is done by the unique vocal sound of Carl Pfister, and it's William Edwards singing the very memorable bass part on the bridge. Shaboom, when sounded out, is supposed to mimic the sound of an atomic bomb going off. It was a catchphrase around their neighborhood growing up. Kind of like, shaboom, man, check out that chick. It was recorded on March 14, 1954 and released in April as Cat number 104. Originally, Cat Records intended for Shaboom to be the B-side, with the recent Patti Page hit Cross Over the Bridge as the A-side. This was one of those less likely circumstances where an African-American group was actually covering a white singer instead of a white singer covering an African-American group. They weren't the first to do it on this song because the Flamingos in March of 54 released their own version of Cross Over the Bridge on Chance Records. But DJs weren't having any of that. They immediately flipped the tune over and started playing Shaboom. Well, Atlantic Records didn't own the publishing to Cross Over the Bridge, so as Shaboom started to climb the charts, they were having to pay out publishing royalties to the writers of Cross Over the Bridge. Because when one side of a single shoots up the charts, you have to pay publishing on both sides. So, they pulled the single back and re-released it with Little Maiden, a song that they did control the publishing, so they would get paid twice as Shaboom climbed to number 2 on the rhythm and blues charts and crossed over to a whopping number 5 pop. Amazing! That's why some believe that Shaboom was the first rock and roll song, because it scored so high as a crossover hit. And it was a smash hit during the summer of 1954. Up next for cat number 105 is a novelty act known as Prince Partridge. This talking blues, called Cooperation Parts 1 and 2, was recorded with Monroe Tucker's band on June 23, 1954. Prince Partridge would only have one release for this week's feature, Cat Records, but would be back for Crest Records a few years later with the novelty, How Come My Dog Won't Bark? Let's give Cooperation Parts 1 and 2 a spin, right here as we feature Cat Records, this week on The Juke in the Back, with your host, Matt the Cat.
Now if I can find a woman who'll give me all her money, when I get evil, she'll even think it's funny. And if I knock her down, she'll say, do it again, honey. That's what I call cooperation. If she'll give me all the petty that I can carry, don't run around with every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Don't even mention that vulgar word marry. That's what I call cooperation. Now a man and his woman should work together. That's the way it really ought to be. But I can't be bothered with a hard-headed woman that won't cooperate with me. Now, if she'll go out and buy me a Cadillac car, then dress me up just like a movie star, feed me fried chicken and a caviar, that's what I call cooperation. Now, I don't want no woman that'll think that just because I'm letting her do a few little things to help out with the family budget, that she's gonna have the ruling hand. It ain't gonna be like that. I want her to know as of now that there will be but one authoritative governmental body in our household. So if she'll just let me be the family head while she goes out and works, brings home the daily bread. Now if she'll just kind of see to it that I'm always well fed, that's what I call cooperation. Now a man and his woman should work together. That's just what I want to do. If you'll just get yourself a job, bring me your cash, then I'll cooperate with you. If I come home at 2 in the morning, drunk on gin, she'll let me sleep until about 10:30. Serve breakfast in bed so I can go to sleep again. That's what I call cooperation.
You know, I don't want no woman that'll stand up before her friends and my friends and say that she can't find nothing to do. Usually when you hear a woman talking like that, it means she ain't looking for nothing. And if she is looking for something, she's out here trying to find some of these white-collar jobs, like secretaries, clerks, stenographers, nurses, waitresses, personal maids, school teachers. And then when she can't find that kind of job, she's ready to run down and draw her Social Security. How does any woman expect me to drive my Cadillac around on $26 a week? You can't do it. You know, these women talking about, I can't find no job, I can't find no job. They ain't looking for no job. I was down at the employment office this morning, and I saw a lot of jobs listed down there for women. Why, they want longshoremen, brick masons, carpenters, carpenters helpers, blacksmiths, blacksmiths helpers, steam fitters, truck drivers, ditch diggers, crane operators, cement mixers, hard carriers. Woman, get out of here and get yourself one of them good jobs so I can meet my obligation. Then when you all sick and worn out and tired, think you're gonna die and leave me alone. Now that's the time for me and you to kind of get together. Let's talk this thing over so you can leave me well fixed so I won't have to suffer when you're gone. So if you just make me the beneficiary of all your insurance, just send for the doctor, tell him to use his influence. Just kind of see to it that you don't have too much endurance. You know, baby, if you know you're sick, you know you're dying, and you know you ain't no good to know yourself and nobody else, you know you're going to die, why linger around? Go on and die and get it over with so I can cash that insurance policy. That's what I call cooperation.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, Michael Carter, and contributors Maureen Russell, Gary Cipollone, Michael Carey. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
I'm Bobby the Bobcat, and I'm plowing with Matt the Cat on the Juke in the Back.
Getting on down the line, oh Lord, rolling, getting on down the line. Gotta make fast time to get that baby of mine. Gee, she's rolling, turn about 99. Oh Lord, she's rolling, turn about 99. Cadillac just ahead, but my rocket ain't far behind. Roll, babe, roll, 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 roll, baby, is that no good gal of mine? On a trail, she ain't gonna get away. Roll, babe, roll, roll, babe, roll, roll, babe, roll, roll, babe, roll, roll, baby. Is that no good gal of mine? Took everything I own, filled the tank with gas, picked up my buddy, I'm on a trail and dance. Roll, babe, roll, roll, babe, roll, roll, babe, roll, roll, babe, roll, roll, baby. Is that no good gal of mine? Well, that gal is rolling, she ain't gonna stop. I gotta dig her, boy, make this rocket hop. Roll, babe, roll, roll, babe, roll, roll, babe, roll, roll, babe, roll, roll, baby, is that no good gal of mine?
Baby, the Fantabulous Floyd Dixon with Cat number 106 and Roll, Baby, Roll. He only had one session for Cat, and it was held on April 28, 1954, but enough music was recorded to yield two singles. That first single was A-OK, but it was Floyd's second single that's remembered best today. Floyd was originally from Marshall, Texas, moved out to Los Angeles during the early 1940s, where he got to meet his idol, Charles Brown. He didn't just meet him, he actually befriended him. And what's more, he took over for Charles Brown in Johnny Moore's Three Blazers in 1950. They both played piano and had a similar style, but you could definitely tell Floyd and Charles apart. Floyd also had many records under his own name for the Modern label, for Aladdin Records, Specialty, Cat, and the list goes on. We'll hear more from Floyd in just a couple of minutes as we feature Cat Records, the great short-lived subsidiary of Atlantic Records. It was Atlantic's first stab at a rock and roll label. But after a year and a half and 18 single releases, Cat Records was disbanded and Atlantic formed Atco Records instead. And this is part 14 of our behemoth look at Atlantic Records. Up next, we have a really great record that you never hear anymore by Millie Bozeman. It features the Jesse Stone Orchestra backing her up, and at this time, Jesse was basically the house band leader at Atlantic Records. He also wrote many of Atlantic's biggest hits. Millie only had one session for Atlantic, and it was held on March 21st, 1954. It yielded her Soul Cat single. She had previously recorded for the Beacon and MGM labels, but unfortunately, without success. She's sort of been lost to history. But we're dusting off this scratchy 78 this week on the Juke in the Back, featuring Cat Records. Here's Cat number 107, Millie Bozeman, and Really Satisfied. We'll be right back. the Playboys, who were actually the Q's, but with Charlie White singing lead. I hope that name Charlie White sounds familiar to you, as I've mentioned him on previous shows, and he's one of those unsung heroes of early 50s vocal groups. Now, he had his problems. He was heavy into drugs and drinking and got himself kicked out of many groups, but he had a fine, fine voice. Charlie began his career in the Dominoes, and he was the first group member to leave. He was fed up with Billy Ward. He left the group, and he, along with Bill Brown, the bass singer, formed the Checkers. Well, he was out of the Checkers in 1953 when he joined the Clovers, but he wasn't with the Clovers for even a year before he was back on his own again, and eventually that led to the formation of the Playboys, who had a couple of singles for Cat Records. Charlie would then go on to have a solo career with a few releases on the Winley label. That's the Playboys spinning off of Cat number 108, recorded July 10th, 1954. For Cat 109, we turn back to The Chords. Now, this was their last single as The Chords. See, there was another group going by The Chords, and so they were forced to change their name. First, to The Chord Cats. Later, to The Shabooms. Unfortunately, they were never able to recapture that great excitement that surrounded Shaboom. They did have some fine singles, though. I submit this to you now, cats and kittens. Here are The Chords, coming off a session from August 15th of 54 with Bless You. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging on the juke in the back as we feature Cat Records and the soul that came before rock and roll.
Oh, bless you. Just when it seemed that heaven was not for me, darling, oh bless you for building a new dream. Just when that old dream crumbled so helplessly, and that vine-covered chapel on the hill, your face was a hem still. I cried, oh bless you, my darling, my angel. Heaven is more and life is divine with you.
Thank you. down here, and I ain't gonna save no love for you. Down here, down here, I ain't gonna save no love for you. Down here, down here, well, you up there having fun. Oh, but I've been having none, so I ain't gonna wait for you no more. Down here.
Rose Marie McCoy, and baby, I'm not gonna lie to you, that is a fantastic song, and definitely one of Kat's best releases. It should have been a hit, that one and the flip side, Dippin' in My Business. Rose Marie was a noted songwriter. Her songs were recorded by Elvis, Big Maybelle, Nat King Cole, just to name a few. Actually, she wrote Gabin Blues for Big Maybelle, and she's the one doing all the signifying on that record. Unfortunately, we lost her in 2015, but man, she lived to 92, so that's not too bad. She had a session for Kat Records held on March 10th of 54, and that single was released as Kat number 111. Written by her and Charlie Singleton, let's flip it over right now and hear the Talkin' Blues B-side, Dippin' in My Business. Man, this sounds like a Lieber Stoller composition. So dig, baby, dig. It's Rose Marie McCoy and Dippin' in My Business as we feature Kat Records on this week's Juke in the Back.
I got me a 19-year-old jitterbug, and all my neighbors get jealous when they see us hug. I left my house this morning about 3:30. They all hushed their windows and started peeping at me. They ought to stop dipping in my business. They ought to stop dipping in my business. Cause I'm old enough to do just what I want to do. I had me a party lasted all night long. They all started looking like something was wrong. I came in tipsy last Saturday night. The next day somebody told me that wasn't right. Why don't they stop dipping in my business? They ought to stop dipping in my business. Cause I ain't nobody's fool, and I do just like I want to. When I play the number with the number man, I can hear them gossiping all they can. Honey, don't let me come home riding in a Cadillac. They all be digging me when I get back. They ought to stop dipping in my business. They ought to stop dipping in my business. Cause I've been around and I do just like I wanna do. my television way up loud, and every time I do it, I draw a crowd. They all start looking with their faces frowned, but I can't help it if they just ain't down. They ought to stop dipping in my business. They ought to stop dipping in my business, 'cause I'm old enough and I do just like I wanna do.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're going to hear the original flip side of the Chords' smash from the summer of 1954, Shaboom. As I mentioned earlier in the program, the original flip side to Shaboom was Cross Over the Bridge, which had been a recent hit for white singer Patti Page and had also been done by the R&B group The Flamingos. Since Cat Records didn't own the publishing to Cross Over the Bridge, they didn't want to pay it out as Shaboom was rising up the charts. So they took it off the flip side, reissued the song with Little Maiden on the B-side. Then when the Chords ran into some name trouble and had to change their name to the Chord Cats, Shaboom was reissued again with Little Maiden as the flip side as the Chord Cats. So the only way to get Cross Over the Bridge is to get the original pressing of the 78 or the 45. Here it is from the summer of 1954, this week's great 78, The Chords with Cross Over the Bridge.
Oh, if you're a guy who's had a gal in each and every port, and you forgot the rules of love that life has always taught, and if you broke as many hearts as ripples in a stream, well, brother, here's the only way that you can be redeemed. Cross over the bridge.
Cross over the bridge.
Cross over the bridge.
Cross over the bridge.
Change your reckless ways of living. Cross over the bridge. Leave your wicked past behind you, and true romance will find you, brother. Cross over the bridge. If you had built a boat to take you to the greener side, and if that boat is built with every lie you ever lied, you'll never reach the promised land of life, I guarantee. For lies cannot hold water, and you'll sink into the sea. Cross over the bridge.
Cross over the bridge.
Cross over the bridge.
Cross over the bridge.
Change your reckless ways of living. Cross over the bridge. Leave your fickle past behind you, and true romance will find you, brother. Cross over the bridge. Temptation call, but think of how your broken heart will hurt you when you fall. For someday you'll find that you're hopelessly in love, and she'll belong to someone else as sure as stars above. Cross over the bridge.
Cross over the bridge.
Cross over the bridge.
Cross over the bridge.
Change your reckless ways of living. Cross over the bridge. Leave your fickle past behind you, and true romance will find you, brother. Cross over the bridge. Cross over the bridge.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Went bowling the other night, started drinking and got real tight. I blew each and all my friends. Felt so good, I had to blow again. I said, hey, bartender, hey, man, look here. Draw one, draw two, draw three, four glasses of beer. Saw a chick sitting on the end. I said, baby, can't we be friends? You look as sweet as you can be. Come on down and drink with me. I said, hey, bartender, hey, man, look here. Draw one, draw two, draw three, four glasses of beer.
Floyd. Floyd Dixon with Hey Bartender, recorded on November 10th, 1954, as part of his only session for Cat Records. Jimmy Lewis is playing guitar on that record. However, we do not know who's blowing that mean saxophone. Strangely, that record failed to chart, though it's probably Floyd Dixon's best-remembered record today. The Blues Brothers covered it in the late 70s, thus contributing to its immortality. I'm Matt the Cat, and on this week's Juke in the Back, we're featuring the short-lived Cat Record label, a subsidiary of Atlantic Records. Up next is another vocal group who were originally known as the Five Pearls and then the Five Sheiks, but for this record, they were just the Sheiks. They came from Norfolk, Virginia, and they had one session for Cat Records held on December 3rd of 54. This record has a sweet sax break and was issued in the spring of 1955 as Cat number 116, the third to last Cat Records release. Here are the Sheiks with Walk That Walk.
I guess the third degree when you walk that walk. Well, you got a roll in motion like a wave on a deep blue ocean. When you start that ringing and a twisting, I can see what I've been missing. Keep walking in a groove, even with every move. Just a cutie. when you start that ringing out of pussy, I can see what I've been missing. Keep walking in a group, baby, with every move.
The Sheiks with Walk That Walk, cat number 116. Ooh, mercy. I'm at the cat, and I hope you've enjoyed part 14 of the Atlantic Record Story. This week, focusing on Atlantic subsidiary, Cat Records, a short-lived label that closed its doors in the summer of 1955, just as ATCO Records, short for Atlantic Corporation, was getting started. As I mentioned in last week's program, ATCO was headed up by returning Atlantic Records co-founder Herb Abramson. He had been in the military for a couple of years. He came back, and his partner, Ahmet Ertegun, gave him his own record label, ATCO, which basically picked up where Cat left off, but was much more successful and is still in operation today. Wow, so that completes our 14-part Atlantic record series. Man, thank you so much for joining me over these last 14 weeks. I hope you dug the show. If so, let me know. Email MattTheCat at MattTheCat.com. And remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling. And you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, right here on The Juke in the Back. Now, the Sheiks were from Norfolk, Virginia, and so is this next chick, Margie Day, who began her career in recorded music in 1950, recording with the Griffin Brothers. She had several hits with them on Dot Records, like Streetwalkin' Daddy, Little Red Rooster, Sadie Green. Then she became the female singer in Floyd Dixon's band. From there, she moved on to Paul Hucklebuck Williams' group, finally landing herself a solo contract with Decca Records. And then, of course, this one-off single for Cat Records. This song, Ho Ho, was written by Ahmet Ertegun under his pen name Nugutri, which is Ertegun backwards. Let's close down this week's Juke in the Back with Cat Records' 18th and final single release. It's Margie Day and her Blues Destroyers from mid-1955. And Ho Ho! Have a great week, everybody! I'll catch you down the line on the flip side. Bye-bye.
Ho, ho. Ho, ho. Ho, ho. Ho, ho.
My baby calls me honey lover, turtle dove. Then he whispers, you're the only one I love. Ho, ho. Ho, ho. Feels like a walk and I'm a gonna walk the whoa. Whoa, 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 well, I am lover, he does something that appeals me so.
Well, we've run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.